AP Radio News.
I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with the tragedy in the Mediterranean, where perhaps 950 people were on board a smuggler ship trying to make it from a fractured Libya to Europe when the boat capsized. Apparently, only a few people survived. European Union officials are holding an emergency meeting. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says with thousands of migrants fleeing Libya every day trying to get to Europe, Europe has to do something.
There is no easy solution. There is no magic solution, but there is a responsibility that we have to exercise together as Europeans.
Meanwhile, an aid group says it has received information about three other boats in need of help, though there aren't any details at the moment. Authorities here at home have been tracking young people who may want to go overseas and fight alongside Islamic militants. Now, six people have been arrested in Minneapolis and San Diego. Our Carlotta Bradley with what we know.
Authorities in Minnesota say the arrests come from an investigation into young people who've traveled or tried to travel to Syria to fight with militants, including the Islamic State group. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Minneapolis says arrests were made there and in San Diego. A planned news conference is billed as an announcement regarding a joint terrorism task force operation. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
The Florida postal worker who landed his ultralight aircraft on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol says he wasn't worried about being shot down. Doug Hughes tells ABC's Good Morning America he doesn't think the government would shoot down a 61-year-old mailman in a flying bicycle, as he puts it. United Airlines kicked a security researcher off a flight over the weekend after he apparently tweeted that the airline's onboard systems might be hackable. Chris Roberts founded One World Labs. It's a cybersecurity and intelligence threat company. This is AP Radio News. A man arrested by police in Baltimore died over the weekend. Now the police say a criminal investigation is underway. Here's our Nikki Mayo.
I extend my deepest sympathies.
Baltimore Police Commissioner Anthony Batts says his department is trying to work with the family of Freddie Gray, who died Sunday, 1 week after he was hurt following an arrest.
The family wants to know how their healthy son could end up with an 80% severed spine.
Gray's family attorney, Billy Murphy, says the police officers had no reason to arrest him.
I understand the frustration of the community.
Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake says a thorough investigation is underway.
I take very seriously the obligation on transparency.
I'm Nikki Mayo.
Tim Tebow is expected to sign with the Philadelphia Eagles today. He's been with ESPN since leaving the NFL in 2012 when he played with the Jets. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.